I'm John Newman.
Where have you been and where did you come from? It's like you happened out of nowhere. What have you been doing before?
I've been here, there and everywhere. I think I've been really concentrating on my music for a long time. But yeah, I think it was lovely for me because how quickly it came across and how quickly it hit places like Germany and stuff was very, very quickly. But I just now need to follow that up and pursue with the album and everything that I have done, and hopefully people will keep buying my records for a long time, and in the future people won't remember me coming too quickly, you know.
I mean, I think you've been asked that a million times before, but you're so young and you're so determined. Like, for 12 years doing this, have you planned it?
I do plan every day. I think I'm a very calculated person, and you don't plan this, though. I mean, when you write songs, like when I was writing Love Me Again, you walk away with a big cheesy grin on your face, but you never know you've wrote a hit like that. And I think that keeps you grounded. It keeps giving you that lovely, surprising feeling that you need to get to inspiring you to do it again and again, you know.
You started writing songs really early. You did everything yourself. But how did you get the big record deal? Because there's loads of people out there who do the same, but they don't get a big record deal and then reach number one in no time.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, it's mad when seeing them people. And especially me, where I came from a very small town. And people often ask me about the X Factor. And my comment on it is that it's a great way to get a contact, because we had no contact in that town with the music industry, and it was a whole world away. But how I did it is I was DJing and producing and really, really loved that, and then started learning instruments and singing and songwriting and just progressing all the little things. And then I really took it seriously by moving to music college and worked and worked and worked and did gigs. And when it came to the time, I knew that I had to move to London, so I did that. And when I moved to London, I met my manager, Ollie. Again, letting the opportunities come to me, I just bumped into her in a bar and then worked. And he was a man with very good contacts around the industry, and I think that was it. I think once you've broke into them contacts, as long as you can prove to them that you're going to do something special. And I think the really important thing about my career is, and for me, is that I don't let anyone really tell me what to do. I know what I want, and I see that being the right thing, so I go for it. And if I do things wrong, then I'll take the advice and stop. But right now, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, which is good.
How come that you're even involved in the videos? Did you do art at college, or is that just like a hobby of yours?
I'm a weird guy. Like, in terms of me believing in education and things like that, I kind of just think, why not teach yourself? I think you don't have to go to a different building to learn things where other people can teach you them. I think you can learn them yourself, and that's kind of what I did. And little things I taught myself to get visions and things like that. And yeah, I did study art, but I don't feel like the ideas for videos and things like that came from that. I feel like they come from just relaxing on the idea and just having some fun and enjoying it and not taking things too seriously around music, as in, and around being a creative person. I think people put plans against things too much sometimes when it comes to creativeness, and I think you just got to let it breathe and let it happen, and that's what I do. And once I've got them ideas, then I become the perfectionist and dictator that I can be sometimes and really push to get them ideas across.
I think it's so cool to be so determined. I mean, the other day I was talking to someone about David Bowie and how he was really determined and had so many ideas. And I think that back then people just took it like for granted that people did that as musicians, while these days it's like you've got managed.
They kind of take the opposite for granted, don't they? Where I keep saying this in every interview, but there's too many celebrities and not enough artists. It's like, because back then you got, even if it was the people from the record label, like Berry Gordy of Motown, for instance, he would do everything, and that was his dream. So he went and did that. And there's Bowie, and there's Prince, and there's Michael Jackson, and these people do everything for themselves. And yeah, they took it for granted because they were artists. Whereas now, they take it for granted in terms of a singer is just a singer. And do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like we don't get it all anymore. And the rare ones we do, people are amazed by. But they shouldn't be, because we're all meant to be artists.
I haven't seen you live. So what's your live performance like if someone hasn't seen it?
Yeah, he's vibey, and I've got this hidden confidence that I seem to whip out on stage. But I don't know, like, I've got a really, really great team around me, and again, we were just talking about being involved in everything. I design the stage setup, and I work with the lighting engineer to get that right and check everything's right, and hopefully it shows that it's me expressing myself, and it's, you can see that I've come from the rudimental camp where I go a bit crazy on stage, and I want my band to do the same. And I don't know, it's just a good show. People pay a lot, not in a very egotistical way, but saying it's a good show, but people pay a lot of money for tickets now, and people buy tickets for gigs for a reason, and you've got to impress, you've got to pull it out, and hopefully I do that by putting on a big performance and a big show, and something that's good to look at and something that's good to listen to.
Where did you meet the Rudimental guys? How did that come about?
Yeah, them guys are lovely. Like, we're all good friends now, like, we're like brothers. It's incredible, and I love seeing them. But how we've originally met is Piers, one of the guys. I was working in a bar with his sister when I first moved to London, and I met Piers, and we had some drinks together, and we kind of had the same vibes in music and stuff. And he started playing keys in my band when I was just playing gigs around London, and he was in this group called Rudimental, and I just thought it was a bunch of guys with a funny name. But then, Kezzy had sent Piers a hook, and Piers said, "Oh, come down the studio with the boys." And we worked on this song for the afternoon, and then we had a song called Feel the Love. And after we'd made that together, we started gelling and hanging more together. And then me and Piers wrote a song in Piers' bedroom about a very close friend of ours trying to kill himself and then on the track to recovery, and turn it into a drum and bass hit, and wrote Not Giving In. But I think, what an experience for me. I mean, with them boys, it was incredible. It was like everything was fate, as in, they were having a bit of an identity crisis where their record label and their managers were trying to throw me out of the way so that everybody knew who Rudimental was, which I totally understand. But for me, that was kind of a blessing in disguise, because I could sit back and watch what they did right and what they did wrong, being in the limelight without being in the limelight, right, you know? Yeah. It was an incredible experience for me, and what a brilliant platform for what I do now.
The other day I was talking to someone about your outfits, and one of them was saying, like, he looks a bit like James Bond. Is there any kind of identification with 007 in any way?
I don't know, if he wears sovereigns, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you can hear them clicking away down here. I don't know, he's a slick dresser, isn't he? So why not? Yeah, let's go for it.
Like, my name's Newman, John Newman.
My name's Newman, John Newman.
About the lyrics, I mean, when I've heard them, I was thinking, like, this guy's 23, he can't have suffered that much. Are you so much of a ladies' man? Have you got that much experience?
Don't know. Every kid goes through a lot, don't they? You know, we're in a modern world where, well, in life as it is, I think everyone goes through a lot. And yeah, I think it started with my dad leaving when I was 6, and then I don't know, the shocker of losing close relatives. I think everyone goes through all this, and then I lost two of my closest friends at the age of 16 into a car crash, and that hit me quite hard, and then suffered from a brain tumour. But it's like, you know, like, worse things happen to other people, and I think as an artist, you bring the worst out the best to make it the best, almost, you know, where you look for things to speak about. But in terms of me socially, though, I think it's matured me very quickly. But I'm still a charming young 23-year-old. But I think mentally, I think it has matured me quite quickly.
Definitely, a brain tumour is like, I mean, ugh.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like when something comes, a massive brick wall comes in the middle of what you're trying to do in terms of your life. And you know, you've got to be your number one priority and look after yourself. And it was a scary thing, because Feel the Love, the Rudimental track, was just kicking off and we were starting touring and stuff like that, but when I had to deal with it. So it's like, it was a scary, scary thing, but like, I don't wish it upon anybody, and much love to anyone who's going through it now or anything like that. But for me, it was a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because it made me realise that I've got to work really fucking hard every day, you know.
What about Running? Running is a song that I like, because it's not about love. It's very kind, but it's so about your own probably your own determination.
It is about determination. It was, I mean, do you know what it was? Because it was all a big breakup album. I'd moved on and got a new girl, and this girl was working with the Rudimental guys, and she was touring a hell of a lot, and it was just about like how I put that determination of my life and what I do, everything I'm determined by, into girls when I get with them and when I'm with them, and I was doing the same there, and I wanted to show that, I don't know, it's just pushing the boundaries and saying, you know, I'd, you know, run the whole length of the world just to come and see you, just because I kind of want to be with you, but you're touring the world right now. And in terms of a song, I felt like the album needed a resolve. It needed a, and this is where I'm at now, you know.
And it might be the other way around now. Now you're touring the world and she might be back home.
Yeah, I think there's also the other problem of me that I don't stick with girls too long.
Uh-oh.
So I do. No, but do you know what it is? It's not that I'm a runaround man, but I think it's in terms of that, I look for problems all the time, so I've got music, like every artist does, they look for problems, they look for bad situations and stuff, just, and look for emotional problems.
Is that something that you guys like?
I think everyone enjoys the chase, and when the chase is gone, they've got to create another one, haven't they?
Oh my God. Ladies, watch out there. Mr. 007 Newman is on the lookout. Now, Tribute. Tribute's a great name for an album. You didn't pay any tributes, did you? Why tribute?
I did pay tribute. I mean, I paid tribute to in the album. I've got some artwork that's, I paid tribute. I'll move that. It's just confusing. I pay tribute to all the artists that have inspired me, to all my family around me, to everyone that works for me. I think I've been helped out a hell of a lot without noticing too much. And other people, they help me, and they don't. I don't feel like they get back what they expect. They almost feel like they don't help me enough because they don't get it back, almost, because I'm so determined in my own thoughts. And it just felt nice to turn around and tell them people, look, I really do appreciate everything you do for me, whether it be my cousins, my mum, my brother, my managers, or, you know, anybody that works around me or is around me all the time.
I mean, you did collaborate with Rudimental, and you just said you had loads of artists inspiring you. If you could choose your favourite artist to collaborate with, dead or alive, who would you choose?
I don't know. I still don't know. I'm still so focused on creating myself as an artist and a solo artist and people buying into my name, not theirs. But I think, I say it in every interview, I think I've got to say alive because it'd be weird if they were dead. But like, I think the person that, if she was still alive, and sadly, very sadly, isn't, Amy Winehouse, would have been amazing.
Wow.
I think because she didn't do many collaborations, and I also think another person that doesn't do collaborations is Adele, which I'd love to do. But you've got to respect that them people didn't want to do collaborations because they just want to do what I do. They want to be solo artists. They've got things to express by themselves, and I also respect that. That's why I don't want you to see me stood next to every other artist on every other single in every other radio chart, you know.
I mean, on the other hand, though, I think of people like Damon Albarn, who actually creates supergroups all over.
That's different, isn't it? You know, I think he's a guy. The guy is incredible. And yeah, I'd love to do that. All these side projects and hidden projects and stuff. I'd be totally down for that. But I just mean in terms of big, glamorous, featuring kind of acts, yeah. You know, like where it's just now taken over the charts.
Have you taught yourself singing, or have you had singing lessons?
The reason I haven't taught myself to sing, the reason it is different is because I haven't really taught myself to sing. But recently I've been really, really crafting it to get longevity out of it. So in 50 years I can still sing and still perform, because you can really mash it up when you're young and you like to have a drink and you smoke a bit and you're performing every night and you're tired. I think that's when you can really damage it. So now I really do have to look after it. You know?
What is that? When the album starts, it's got this soundscapey collage.
And it's me reeling out the names of the artists that inspired me to make the album and the artists that inspire me throughout my career. Hey, this is John Newman on Audioboo.